North Dakota schools have been receiving money from the COVID-19 relief packages under what is known as ESSER.
Elementary Secondary School Emergency Relief.
State School Superintendent Kirsten Basler says the money can be used mainly for one-time spending, from personal protective equipment to dealing with learning loss because of a lack of in-person instruction. And she says the first ESSER money is allocated according to each school's Title I funding formula.
And Title I is based on the number of students in their school districts that are living below the poverty threshold line. So those students receiving free and reduced lunch and those that are below the poverty line, according to the census.
Basler says that means the amounts each school district receives varies widely.
For instance, Kindred School District will be receiving $386,423. Warwick, smaller student size, but Warwick will be receiving $5,633,567. So there is certainly no one-size-fits-all.
Basler says the state has little to no say in how the money is being spent. But she says the federal government has tasked DPI to monitor what the districts are doing and if the money is being spent according to federal guidelines. And she says, in addition, the North Dakota legislature is requiring a report on learning loss.
Not just how well are your students doing overall in School District A, but how well are your students with disabilities in that district doing? How well are your students who are living in poverty doing? How well are your students of Native American ethnicity doing? How well are students of English language doing?
Basler says they will also have to report on how the districts spent the money.
Not only is our federal government very keen on knowing how they're spending the money with it and allowable uses, our state legislature is very interested in knowing how our schools are using those funds to help our students be academically successful.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.